welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point. Now, as you can probably tell by the background noise, I'm in the car recording these again. And for those of you that have been originally listening to this since the beginning, you will have known that I actually started off the podcast this way. I know we're only, 20 odd episodes in, but it actually feels like a long time because I've had a bit of a gap since I launched this podcast back in October of last year. And I actually made a commitment to myself when I first started it that I would do an episode a day. And as the pandemic hit, as COVID hit, I spent less and less time in the car and I kind of lost my routine. So therefore, content flow wasn't as good as it was, and I found myself putting up excuse after excuse after excuse. And I ended up, I think, going down to doing once per week, and now I'm back up to twice per week. And I try and keep increasing as we go, really, because I'm at a particular point in business right now where things are getting really, really exciting. Really challenging, but really, really exciting. And one of the things I wanted to cover in this episode today is something which has really, really helped me the past couple of weeks. But also, when looking back and evaluating over the last few months, it's been the thing that's actually also held me back by not thinking deeply about it. And it's something that sounds so simple, but if I really think about it, I've been working on certain products inside of Grammication, inside of the Authority Academy, and it's taken way too long, right? And you probably have felt this before in something that you may have done in the past, especially business owners that are listening to this right now. You can find yourself procrastinating a lot. And sometimes, not even procrastinating, actually thinking about it, but you've got something that you know you need to get done, but you find a way to distract yourself and find you another way of appearing or keeping yourself busy, but avoiding the fact that this task still needs to be completed. And for me, that's been the thing that's held me back the most this past, I'd say, 6 months. Since this year started, since 2021 started, I've been working on a program that I know is going to completely change the game in the way that content is created, from the way that personal branding is used inside small to medium-sized businesses and also corporates. And I've been procrastinating, overthinking, spending way too much time, I guess, thinking about it rather than actually just creating it, because I guess for me it's the strive for perfection, when actually it's like the worst thing you can do, because you're never going to be able to be perfect in anything thinking about it. And you'll notice with these episodes, by the way, I just talk and I go off on one, and eventually we make the point that we want to make, because ultimately there's so many opportunities out there, there's so many things that we can do in a day, so many things that we need to focus on. But actually, if we want to scale effectively, if we want to scale quickly, then we've got to focus in on the right things at the right time. Be the one thing that I love, but I know lots of people don't, and that's be disciplined to actually get what matters the most completed. And for me, it all comes down to focus and discipline. They're the things I want to talk about in this episode. It's not marketing related, it's not branding related, it's not sales related, it's actually mindset related as a business owner. And when I look at like all the different research that I've done into all the most successful people out there, the Richard Bransons, the Steve Jobs, all of those sorts of people that have generated billion-pound organisations, the thing that they have amongst everything else, every other skill, every other attribute, is the ability to be able to be focused and disciplined to get the stuff done when it needs to get done. And when I'm at my best, I focus in on one thing and one thing at a time until it's completed and it's finished. And I become obsessed with it. And it's of that obsessive nature which has enabled me to get to where I've got to. The ability to be able to get the stuff done that I don't want to get done and give myself the deadline and actually hit the deadline. And what I found myself doing is identifying other things that aren't as important, putting them as the priority, and then missing out on the fact that there's more important things that are going to have a bigger effect on the overall ambition of the way that the business is performing. And I want you to think about this as a salesperson, as a marketing person, as a business owner, no matter what it is that you're doing. Is there something over the past couple of months that you know that you should have done, but for some reason, no matter what that reason is, it's just not been finished, it's not been completed? For me, like the Academy, the program that I've been working on, it is going to change so many lives when it's live. And to be fair, I've sold the product. There are elements of it that's live. It's being drip fed through. But I could have got this done months ago. But because it's been something that I want to get perfect, because I've not been completely clear on what it is that I've been creating, there's been so many different steps, so many different revelations, so many different eye-opening moments. I found myself losing my way slightly and concentrating on the things that are easy to do. You know, like the things that are on your to-do list where, like, they're not the hardest things to do. They're not going to make the biggest of differences, but you like to tick those first few things off in the morning. I don't know if anyone else is like this or it's just me, but I'm definitely like it. Like, I have those things on my to-do list that I know will take me 30 seconds to do, but they're on my list anyway. And they just feel good to tick off. So when I look at it at the end of the day, I go, bloody hell, I've got a lot done. It's that almost like instant gratification thing again. But the thing that I want to highlight, the thing that I want to really identify, is the reason why I've not been able to get the thing done. And for me, it's really clear. It's really clear cut as to why it is. And it might actually be a bit of an eye-opening period to you, actually, thinking about it. It might not, but it might be. But for me, documenting my journey along the way, this is something that I want to listen back to myself. Because when I'm not getting stuff done, this tends to be, I think, the root cause of it. And it's not having complete clarity on what I actually need to do to get it done. This word clarity keeps coming up in a lot of my work at the moment. Whether it's stuff that I teach, whether it's when I'm training my staff, whether it is working with other companies. Like, if you're not completely clear on what it is you need to be doing each day that's going to give you the most amount of value, then you'll find a way to slow yourself down. It's so obvious to me, thinking about it now, as to like why that academy hasn't been done. And quite simply, it's because the module layouts, the roadmap, the step-by-step process, where normally with other stuff, like with content creation, with videos, with training, with anything like that, it's been so easy to break down. And because I always know what the next step is, it's easy to tick it off my list. But because this is such a huge project, because it's not a kind of like sit down and do it all in one day type thing, it's a project that's taken months, and it needed to take months to get it right, it's been very, very easy to sit and procrastinate on. And it's not a negative. It's something that I've identified recently, and it's something that I'm going to make sure that moving forward, and I have done over this past week, that I know what the next step is. I know what I need to get done. And when I allocate a task, as simple as it sounds, I'm not just allocating a task and letting it sit there in my to-do list. I'm not just listing what I have to do in my to-do list. I'm actually listing out how I need to do it. Like, what's my approach? What level of urgency is it? Because it's this stuff that allows me then to actually get it done. And I was speaking to a colleague today, and this is a similar thing that's been happening to her. It's like, she knows she needs to create content, right? She knows she needs to produce videos. And she's been using scripts the way that she's been recording. And for me, like, that's like video 101, do not use a script, because it becomes like disingenuous. It's not as engaging as what it could be, because it's very hard to showcase charisma when you're reading a script. I'm going off on a tangent here, but bear with me, I'll link it back. But she was using a script, and it's like, Chris, look, I know I need to do this, but I struggle to create video. Like, I don't know what to say and when to say it. I don't know, like, how to do it without having a perfect polished script to go by. And I was like, well, yeah, that's because you don't have the step-by-step process mapped out in your head. You don't have the structure, you don't have the system to do it. And once you have that system, once you have that structure, as long as you know your topic enough, you'll never, ever, ever need a script. Because you'll be able to just use the structure, use the system, use the information that you've got to be able to then run a 30-second or even a 3-hour presentation on that topic. Just depends how well you know it. And for me, once that process was explained, once she now goes away and learns that process, suddenly creating video won't be anything that she procrastinates over, because she knows what it is that she's got to talk about. She knows the structure that she's got to use to be able to do it. And then she knows what she needs to do once it's created to be able to get it out there. So whether it's my academy program that I've been building, whether it's my colleague's video that she's been creating and or trying to create in the background, or whether it's all the different hundreds of other people that I've been speaking to recently on stuff and excuses as to why we can't get things done, for me it comes down to the root cause of just not being completely clear on what those next steps are. Once you understand what you've got to do, once you understand how you're going to go out there and do it, then it becomes, are you disciplined and are you focused enough, and is your reason why attached to it big enough to get yourself out there and actually put the work in to do it? And this has been like a big flipping revelation to me over these last few days, because once you understand that and you have your roadmap laid out to building the most valuable result that you're looking to achieve, everything becomes so much easier. So much easier. That's kind of what I want to leave you on, is my top tip for this week. And that is, if you're finding yourself a little bit lost at the moment, struggling to work out what that next step is, you've got a big project that you're just struggling to get done, then to take a step back and ask yourself, do I actually know what I'm doing here? Do I actually know what my next step is? Do I understand how I'm going to go about doing this? And if not, taking the time to really think about that, rather than sitting there and aimlessly looking at your piece of paper or your task management system, thinking about what that process is, listing that out into our little micro tasks, and then going about doing it. Because for me, that's the way to be able to be productive. It's easy to remain disciplined when you know what you've got to do. When you know you've got to get to the gym for 6:30 to be able to do a 5K run like I've been doing these past few weeks, it's easy to set the alarm, get your clothes ready, and be in the gym for 6:30 to just get on that treadmill and run. But the problem is, if I don't know what I'm going to do when I get to the gym, if I don't have a set time to be able to get there, it's really easy then to fall off the wagon and go, I'll do it another time. So that is my brain download for today. That is my first straight to the point episode from the car back. We're going to be doing more of these. And again, the audio is not going to be as good, but for me, I'm hoping the information will remain useful to you. As always, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, please make sure that you do. If you haven't left a rating, I'd appreciate any feedback that you've got. Remember, if you have any questions, then just drop me a message on Instagram. The username is christaylor.ig. I hope this one's been helpful. I will see you all in the next episode. Peace.